what has the last few days been for you with all these coaching changes, especially obviously in defense?
I mean, it's tough. Just see, because, I mean, you've been with a group for so long. Just basically my 8 years here, I've been with the same coaching staff, same group. You know, it's tough to see guys leave, just anybody leave, teammate, coach. And you respect all of them. I mean, Dom was a great coach to me. And just to see the moves and change, I mean, it's tough like that, especially with, you know, the situation that we're in. Nobody want to be in this situation, not making the playoffs. But, I mean, I owe a lot of respect to all the men. You know, from just Ted to Dom, just those guys that made way for us to come in and do what we do here. So it's a lot of respect, but it's tough to see them leave like that.
You mentioned Ted Thompson. Your thoughts on him having a new role in the organization?
I mean, I guess they feel they're doing what's right for the team. I mean, that's not my department, but like I said, as a player, we respect all those men. And, I mean, they pretty much help orchestrate and bring us all here. So we respect them as men, and we wish them the best.
Morgan, assuming you're back here, what would you like to see in the new defensive coordinator?
As a player, I mean, I'm just here to play. You feel me? As of right now, I don't know the situation or the circumstances right now, but I mean, I'm pretty sure everyone here is here to play. So whoever comes in or whatever they need, I'm pretty sure guys will find a way to get the job done.
In what ways can a new defensive coordinator help this defense move forward?
I'll be honest with you, I mean, I don't know right now. I don't have the answers to that, and that's not my job to figure out the answer to that.
No, you know the defense as well as anybody. Well, you've been here since 2010. You're in the secondary. With your knowledge of the defense, what do you think? Where do you think you can be boosted with the new defense?
Like I said, I don't know the answers to that. I mean, you have a great group of men in this locker room, so whoever comes in, I mean, they'll find a way to make things work and find a way to push each other to get better.
Nothing against Dom, but how much will a new voice help you?
I mean, I won't know until you see once it gets here. So, I mean, everything is all fresh right now. So it's not like, I mean, as a player, I don't have the answers, and I'm pretty sure a lot of people around here are not going to have the answers you're looking for. So right now we're just taking it one step at a time, one day at a time, and just try to get through exit interviews and process the information that you get from your exit interviews.
How are you going to handle your personal uncertainty here, and what do you hope happens for you?
Really, me, I'm just a guy that I control what I can control. I mean, I feel like I had a great run here, 8 years, and whatever in store for me, I feel God has a great plan for me. And I'm just going to go home, enjoy the offseason just as I would any other year, spend time with my family, and just see where the chips fall from there.
Do you want to be back? You said that the other day.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's a great organization. Like I said, it's more so the bond that you build inside the locker room. I feel the locker room is the most important thing to me. And the relationship you build, I mean, we're together 24/7, starting in April all the way to now. So it's always sad around this time because you know you're going to be going your separate ways. Yeah, we're a phone call away, but it's just different when you're sitting right next to a guy and just bonding together.
Morgan, was that bond strong enough on defense this year, or were there too many issues?
I'm not once that I question the bond. I just feel like our bond was real tight in this locker room. And I really feel like the true character revealed in people when you hit with adverse situation. And it's all about how you respond. And I think the guy in this locker room will respond very well.
Morgan, you mentioned how long you've been with Dom. After this many years, was his voice, did it become stale at all?
I don't think that. I don't know what's your issue with Dom, but I don't think.
I don't have an issue. He was just
yeah.
Issue, so that's why I'm asking.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think it was nothing like that.
So what do you think went wrong? What was wrong with the defense? Was it just too many injuries, or is there more to it?
I don't know what was wrong. I don't know the situation. Like, everything's fresh. Like I said, we got to go through the exit interviews and process the information from there. Yeah.